Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. Today, let's fight fire with grammatical fire, or let's at least get your spelling right when you're talking about fire. Think fast. If you have a flaring temper, how is that spelled? Is it the same as having a flair for fashion? And what is the past tense of the verb to light? Lit? Lighted? What about the past tense of burn? Burned? Burnt? So many burning questions. So little time. This is the Words You Should Know podcast, Season 2, Episode 8. Let's dive in. Katniss Everdeen might have had costumes with flair, F-L-A-R-E, but unless flames are leaping from someone's clothing, perhaps the word flair, F-L-A-I-R, is what you might be looking for. Confused? Listen on. I've caught this typo a few times lately, so I want to pause and spend some time with it. Flair, F-L-A-R-E, can be a noun or a verb, most commonly referring to a display of fire, a sudden burst of flames, or the action of erratic burning. It can also refer to a sudden burst of emotional heat or a spreading outward, for example, flaring tempers or a flaring skirt. Flare, as in F-L-A-I-R, is a noun referencing unique style or a natural talent. You've got flare, F-L-A-I-R? Awesome. I really hope you don't have flares, F-L-A-R-E-S. That's not a good thing. Be careful when writing with mood lighting, folks. And speaking of that mood lighting, if your friend is lit, he's either drunk or he's wearing a light-up Christmas sweater. If he's lighted, I suppose you know intoxication is out of the question, but is there a difference otherwise? Should you be worried about flares of flame? The difference between lighted and lit is a question that comes up fairly frequently, and people are always looking for that simple answer. The problem with this query is that they are both correct. Yes, it's true. The verb light has two acceptable past tense forms, lighted and lit. If you're looking for the original word, lit is the answer. However, lighted came to be with growing popularity and acceptance over 200 years ago. Lighted looked like it might have taken the lead and become the true language victor, much like spilled overtook spilt, or went overtook gad. Yep, there's that story we've talked about before. But then lit had a major resurgence starting in roughly 1930 that lighted hasn't been able to compete with. Lit might be winning the popularity contest at present, but if you feel like lighted works for you, go for it. There aren't many occasions where your language use gets to be a choose-your-own-adventure decision, so live it up, folks. You have fun out there. I fear this might bring us back to the other definitions of lit, though, so be careful. In short, when it comes to the lighted versus lit debate, remember that if you're looking for an adjective, lit is the only correct answer, whether you're talking about a gentle glow or otherwise. Of course, there's also the recently popularized new definition of lit, meaning exciting or excellent, but that one hasn't quite made it into standard dictionaries. It might simply be a matter of time, though. Hashtag lit is a Twitter favorite, after all. Isn't it fascinating what social media has done to the English language? Sure, you might change out fascinating with disturbing or frightening, but from a high-level view, social media captures language experimentation and language evolution in action. It's kind of cool if you think about it. But some days are full of social media burns, so severe people are looking for ointment. Other days, people are posting charred Pinterest fails of recipes gone wrong. But the word that comes up again and again is that burn. Have you ever been burned by bad spelling? Have you ever been burnt by it? And is there a difference? In truth, I could argue that these words are interchangeable, which to a degree they absolutely are. But okay, fine. Let's talk less about what's formally correct and more about what's most common in American English. Burned, with that ED, is most frequently used past tense of the verb burn for U.S. writers. Burnt is perfectly acceptable, but like barmy and axe with an E, it's just not the choice word on this side of the pond. Burnt does have its time to shine for American writers and speakers, though, just not in the verb form. Think of burnt casseroles or burnt toast. This spelling is commonly used in adjective form. It's also familiar in color names like burnt sienna and burnt umber. But those usages are adjectives after all. This explanation might not help with any other burns online, but at least your spelling won't go up in smoke. Oh, and I guess I should say, no words were harmed in the making of this podcast. Burning questions answered? Hopefully. If you've enjoyed this episode, I invite you to subscribe to the Words You Should Know podcast wherever you listen. Or if you'd rather have my podcasts and communication trivia reminders arrive in your inbox directly, subscribe to my monthly newsletter at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Or for those really excited about emojis, I know you're out there. Find it all at openbooklightbulb.ws. Yes, use the emojis. This podcast was inspired by my longtime weekly writing tips blog in its 7th year now. And of course, my book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 writing and editing reminders for the curious or confused, available wherever books are sold. Until next time, words, language, communication. You've got this.